Oh, was Journey ever on your Walkman?
So 80s.
I mean, did you have Journey on your Walkman?
I hated Journey.
Did you?
I
still do?
Loathing of
so
Journey,
so that's something
yes.
that hasn't changed, although the Sony Walkman
Ian
is
Underwood
changing.
Used to play for Zappa, though. I like that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so I like that. But then Journey went downhill for me. But that's neither here
Journey
nor there.
Journey fans, call the takeaway at 877-8-MY-TAKE. No, and a few days ago, Sony announced it's no longer going to produce the Sony Walkman. Many of us now
how
have
sad.
An iPhone, an iPod, some kind of MP3 player. But back then, in the 1980s, that portable personal cassette player, it was like the coolest. That was you. That made you a hipster. I mean, you could listen to your own music, anything you wanted to do, wherever you were. Later on this hour, we're going to talk to hip-hop producer Keith Shockley and find out what he was listening to on his Walkman.
Well, the Walkman changed everything, and he was in the middle of it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we got this conversation started with you. What were you listening to?
Hi, this is Jonathan calling from Glen Cove on Long Island. With my first Walkman, my first cassette was Men at Work, Business as Usual.
Yes.
And Down Under and Who Can It Be Now were the songs of choice. Who can it be
now? Who can it be? So Geronimo in Southfield, Michigan says, I was all about classical music. In those days, it was anything from Offenbach to Copland, from chamber music to opera. The unfortunate thing is I hear that great thing from the Rodeo, and I think of the beef commercial. What's
oh,
for dinner
goodness.
With Robert Mitchum? Yeah.
Oh,
we also got
Billy
this,
the Kid.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
Appalachian Spring.
No, Robert Mitchum and beef. We got this text from a listener in Michigan who remembers listening to Green Day's Dookie.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
Is it like short-term memory loss?
Tapes,
he was listening to it yesterday.
Cassette tapes, had limitations. One of our staffers, Tim, said he listened to MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
Who said this?
Tim Eininkle.
Tim, oh, Tim.
And he tried to scratch
that explains it.
With his Walkman, and it probably sounded a little like this, scratching with the Walkman.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, that's really great, Tim.
You can't touch this.
Oh, he's... Man, you want to do one of my parties?
We got some listeners who had so many things they listened to on their Walkman, they actually couldn't decide which was their favorite, so we mashed them up for you.
My first Walkman was a Sony, and I was listening to Run DMC and D-Light.
Let us know what you were listening to. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
877-8-MY-TAKE.
Okay, that was really bad.